Good morning, everyone. Once again, my name is Andy Kramer, and I'm with Texas AgriLife Research out of Halfway. Halfway is located about 50 miles north of Lubbock in the Texas High Plains. And today I want to talk to y'all about a couple of studies that we've been doing on subsurface drip irrigation. We're trying to improve cotton germination using different soil amendments and different tillage practices. And I'm just a small part of this project. Jim Bordofsky, Joe Mushin, and Doug Nesmith all deserve lots of credit. In our area, as well as across the Cotton Belt, populations are increasing in the larger cities, and available water for irrigation is decreasing. So we want to look at new technologies that will allow us to sustain production at current levels while we can decrease irrigation. And one of those new technologies, well, fairly new, subsurface drip irrigation, and it has proven to be very efficient means of delivering irrigation to cotton in our area. And although it has many benefits, there are some setbacks. And one of the major setbacks that we see in our area is in a dry, windy May, we don't see the uniform and consistent germination that we were able to see when we were able to irrigate with a center pivot. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to determine some options that might increase or help make it more consistent, the germination of cotton on these drip fields. First thing we wanted to do, we wanted to evaluate different soil amendments. We looked at four amendments, compared those to each other, as well as a no amendment and a check. And we wanted to look at the change in volumetric soil water content. We measured this using time domain reflectometry probes, or TDR probes. These were buried around drip laterals. Second thing we wanted to do, we wanted to examine the same thing on different tillage practices. We had two different tillage methods and compared those to each other and an untreated check or a no-till situation. Again, the study was conducted in Halfway, which is located in Hale County on the Texas High Plains. The years were 06, 07, and 08. That first study, the soil amendment study, was conducted in 06 and 07. Six treatments replicated four times. This tillage study, three treatments replicated four times. This shows our soil amendment layout. We chose PAM, ZEBA, composted cow manure plus gypsum, and the rates that those were applied is there on the right. Also had a check and a no amendment. And the difference in the check and the no amendment, the check, the only soil that we disturbed in that area was where we put the TDR probes in. The no amendment we treated, that was treated the same as where we applied the soil amendments, where we removed the dirt, and I'll show some pictures of this. We removed the dirt, we just didn't apply a soil amendment, but it was the same way as the areas where we did apply soil amendments. That's the difference in those two. Following pictures show the installation process. That top left picture is a picture of one of the actual TDR probes. The other pictures show us removing the dirt for the areas of the soil amendments and where we placed the TDR probes. We removed soil on two of those beds down to the drip tape. The drip lateral ran in between those two beds. One soil amendment was applied to one side and another applied to the other. Five TDR probes were placed underneath each one of those beds. As you can see in that bottom left picture, that's one of the one site completed. Soil has been removed, amendment applied if that was where one was needed to be applied, and the five probes on each side, and those are placed in accordance with the distance away from that drip lateral. This is just an illustration showing those placements. The V-shaped area is the wedge we actually removed. Some of the soil that came out of there was mixed with the soil amendment and applied to the sides in about a 1-inch thick layer. The dirt that we removed was then put back in the hole. The beds were reshaped. A trench was dug in the front side of that, and we installed the TDR probes there at a 2-inch below the soil surface in the center, 6 inches below the soil surface, at a far and near the drip tape, near closer to the drip tape, and 12 inches below the soil surface, again, far and near, and that was on both sides. We covered these areas with a 10-foot by 10-foot rainout shelter to keep the rain from damaging our plots. It's constructed of PVC and greenhouse film. Data was then collected using Campbell Scientific TDR 100 and a Panasonic Toughbook laptop computer. Each one of the probes had coaxial cable attached that we plugged that into the TDR 100, and we gathered the data in the form of volumetric water content. Did that for each one of those probes at each site. Data was then transferred to the desktop computer in the office, and a program TCAQ was run. It was developed by a scientist at the Bushland USDA ARS Center, and then that data was processed. We started irrigation in 06 and 07 in July, ended in August. In 08, we were a little later getting to it, started in August, ended in September. Irrigated for 3.5 hours, twice a day for a total of 7 hours, and 12-hour intervals. And irrigation in inches is there on the bottom. Okay, this is some of our actual TDR sensor data. Day of the year in Julian days is on the bottom. Volumetric soil water content there on the left. This is the five different probes. This is for 2006 and the check treatment. And what I want to point out here is if you notice there on the bottom left, the 2-inch center took a little over 10 days before we saw water reach that area. If you look at that 12-inch near, the top red line took 3 days for water to reach till we saw water at that probe nearest the drip lateral. And we have this data for each treatment in each year. We saw the same pattern, so I'm not going to go through any more of this data at this time. What I would like to show you is the days it took till we saw an increase in soil volumetric water content at each one of those sensors, and for each of the treatments there on the bottom. This is for 2006 at the 2-inch center location. See, the check saw water quicker than any of the other treatments. At the 6-inch far, again, the check saw water quicker than any. Same pattern for that 12-inch far location. 6-inch near location, also water relatively the same time. Again, though, the check a little bit quicker. Same thing for the 12-inch near in 06. 2007, at each depth, we saw that water, we saw water almost at the same time for each of the treatments. 6-inch far, 12-inch far, 6-inch near, almost exactly the same days, and at the 12-inch near, 2 days after we began irrigation in 07, moisture reached those TDR probes. Peak volumetric water content in 06 for each of the treatments, highest for the check. In 07, highest the check and the no amendment. Now, although we didn't see a decrease in the days for water to reach that seedbed location when applying a soil amendment, we did see something interesting on the backside. The rate that the soil dried out, we did see some differences, and it seemed that the Zeba treatment tended to dry down slower than any of the other treatments in 2006. And although they dried out, all treatments dried out quicker in 07, again, the Zeba had the slowest rate of dry down. I'd like to switch gears to the study we had in 2008 where we looked at the tillage practices. The three practices were the strip till plus paratill, and a check. We installed these using four-row equipment. It was on a GPS auto-steered tractor. This is our strip till rig. This is our paratill rig, and again, it was installed using that auto-steered tractor. Shows a picture of our layout. Again, the three treatments replicated 4 times. Next 3 slides, I want to illustrate where the TDR sensors were in relation to where the shanks were on those tillage implements. This is the check, and see we had a TDR sensor 2 inches below the soil surface and 6 inches below. This is the strip till treatment. You can see the shanks there in relation to the probes. This is the peritill and the strip till treatment. So what did we see? Well, at the 2-inch depth, all treatments saw water 3 days after irrigation began. The 6-inch depth, same thing, 3 days after. And the field that we did this study in, it was actually the same field as the previous test, just at another location, and it had been fallow for about 6 years, and this may explain some of the reasoning behind why we saw the wetting in 3 days. Average volumetric water content during that irrigation period at the 2-inch depth was highest for the check. 6-inch depth, highest for the check. The increase in measured volumetric water content at the 2-inch depth is highest for the check. The 6-inch depth, we don't see the variation, but again, highest for the check. So to summarize, all of the soil amendments failed to substantially decrease the time required for wetting of that of the locations when compared to the no amendment and the check areas. Average time to reach that seedbed location was 12 and a half days in 06, a little over 11 days in 07. PAM resulted in slightly quicker seed drill wetting when compared to the other actual soil amendments. Highest water content at the 2-inch center location was at the check, where no disturbance had occurred, followed by the no amendment treatment. Time for wetting sensors was less at all the locations, all amendments treatments in 07 compared to 06. This indicates that soil consolidation tended to enhance water movement into that seed drill location. Zeba treatment appeared to slightly reduce the rate of soil drying. And this supports the theory that the use of concentrated soil amendments in the seed germination zone prior to planting, it may improve germination by improving retention of any of the moisture we have available at that time. In 2008, our tillage study, neither the use of the strip till or the combination of the strip till and the peritill resulted in a faster wetting of the seed germination area when compared to the check. Time required for irrigation to wet that zone was 3 days across all treatments. And the increase in measured soil volumetric water content was largest for the check, followed by the strip till, and then the combination of the two methods. And the average water content after irrigation was much higher for the check. So to conclude, although we had somewhat disappointing trends, they followed those seen in lab experiments that we conducted in 2005. And differences may be due to the fact that we were unable to simulate that dry May environment since we did start this test later into the summer. And also there may be differences in the field related to soil texture and cropping history when compared to an actual SDI production field. But we'll continue to make efforts to improve cotton germination through experiments combining some of these practices as well as some new ones. I'd like to thank these individuals for their assistance, the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative, and Texas State Support Committee of Cotton Incorporated for funding. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer. Well, yes, right, based on what we saw here, yes, but we're, like I said, we're going to conduct some more tests there in May and see if we do see some differences in regards to the wetting of that seed zone.
What was your, how many gallons per minute per acre, or how was this, do you have ample water, or was this marginal?
It was ample water. We put out about 6 inches in those 30 days.
What was your irrigation frequency? How was it watered?
It was watered 3.5 hours twice a day at 12-hour intervals. We water from 8 till 10:30 in the morning and then 8 till 10:30 in the evening.
All right. Thank you, Andy.